In April, join the wheelbarrow full of dicks as we bid farewell to another co-host. Before then, though, let us all share in a great moment in drunk history.
So you have a birthmark on your penis.
Are you sure it's not a vacuum cleaner
mark? So what you're saying is, if
positive.
If any woman were to see your penis later on down the line, they could probably pick it out of a lineup of 15 to 20 penises.
Quite possibly.
Ooh, does the birthmark have hair on it?
Does it like have hairs growing out of it? Is it like it, so it's not like a mole? Is it like a it's like a what is it shaped like?
It's shaped like a birthmark, I don't know.
Just like a dot?
No, it's I don't know. It's fucking.
Does it look like
a
state?
Do you want me to draw you a fucking picture?
Yes, I do. Napier, talk to Drunk for a minute. I'm getting mad.
So, is it near or around the tip?
No, it's on the tip.
Oh, it's on the tip.
You have a birthmark on the head of your penis?
I do.
Are you sure you didn't get that, like, a stain from going into somebody's ham hole?
Yeah, just wash it a couple times.
That broad you met in Kansas City, did she eat that weird Kansas City barbecue?
It was actually Mexico. But, I mean, it kind of has...
Has it been there the whole... See, because a birthmark is a mark from birth. It's not like a mark from, like, a couple weeks ago.
It's been there since I can remember.
They're also referred to as angel's kisses.
Okay, Drunk is drawing his birthmark.
All
right. Right now he's drawing, like, a C.
So we got...
It's like a square?
No, come on, dude.
Okay, let me finish. Okay, I'm sorry.
So we got...
Oh, you're drawing your penis. That's not the birthmark. Okay.
I mean, it kind of...
That's a
weird-looking
penis. I am
tweeting this picture, by the way. Check my Twitter in just a couple of minutes. On the break, I'm going to tweet a picture of Drunk's birthmark.
It kind of goes around it like this, around the pee hole.
It goes around the pee hole?
No.
So, like, do you think that, like, a lady that... You know, saw your penis for the first time, would you have to explain it? Like, say, no, that's not, you know, something weird. That's just my birthmark.
Does it look like a painted up toenail?
Like, has a lady ever had to, or like, asked about it? Like, hey, what is that on your penis?
No. It's just slight discoloration.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-host, Travis Ulse, via Skype. Also joining us this week... See, I fucked myself up. Do you see what I did there?
A special guest star. You wanted to say, also joining me via Skype, Travis Ulse.
Yeah, because I usually put Napier there.
Right, threw you off because you weren't.
Guys, let's start over. Let's start from scratch.
Can I try it?
You do it. You got it. You got it, Travis. Do it.
Right. Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike.
No, you're not Mike. I'm Mike. Try again. Try again.
Okay, I'll try. Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Travis. With me here this week. Which is different. Well, it's not the same as usual, because
Napier's not here, everybody. So Dan Furnicase from the Furnicast is filling in.
Hey, it's good to be in the wheelbarrow
via Skype.
Phone number to call 309-740-1430 or Radio Fubar on Skype. We do have a great show for you this evening.
Action packed.
I have a bit prepared that a whole bunch of people helped me with. Some people didn't help me. I won't name
that
names.
The intro? I thought that was the intro, Mike.
No. No, that's
you're
coming.
Saving
up.
That.
Yeah,
that's
saving it. Saving it for the break.
Got it.
Come on.
Blow your wad at the beginning.
I am pretty excited because a story that we did back in September that Mandy actually brought this up to us earlier. Travis, did you see that the guy who inspired our musical is back in the news?
I did see that. We had a plotted out musical. It was going to be a love story, I think.
Semen like Love the Musical love was the name.
Semen Love the Musical.
It involved two star-crossed lovers who worked at a hardware store in Minnesota.
An unrequited love, right?
The guy just wanted a woman that he desired to notice him. And he thought that the way to go about that was to sneak into her office a couple days a week and jizz in her coffee.
It's not a bad plan.
You know what? I'll tell you what. She's never going to forget him.
I think it's a little better plan than, like, most people's plans of catching a woman's attention. Like, well, I'll try to be funny.
Yeah, but what do you do when when you're not funny? You know?
Right. Stand out. You got to stand out because everybody thinks they're funny. So it's like, oh, I'm gonna just amp it up for this lady. She's really gonna notice me. Everybody's doing the same thing.
But we already did that story. The new story is that he was arrested and charged, and a judge determined that he was not guilty of sexual assault for jizzing in her coffee. So he was let free, even though he admitted to it. He said, "I did this." The guy said, yeah, but is jizzing in coffee really sexual assault?
My thoughts on this whole follow-up to the story is the judge probably had a similar experience sometime in his life where he was just working in a hardware store, you know, dreaming about being a judge. And then he met the woman of his dreams who wouldn't give him the time of day. You know, and he had a similar experience, so he felt a kinship with this gentleman, that, and he didn't feel like punishing him was the way to go about it.
He has to be guilty of something, though, right?
It's a hard.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He's not going to learn a lesson if he goes to jail for it.
He learns the lesson if she just doesn't ever talk to him again. Then his spurned love is punishment enough.
Store? Did he ever get fired?
I don't know. You'd be fired for that, I would assume, right?
What if he owns the hardware store? What if it's his hardware store?
That's a good point. Then she probably left. But you know, I looked at the gal. Not really a looker.
Not worth it. It's a waste of semen.
I mean, the guy is not a good looking guy either. So I guess, you know, in the scheme of things, you try to go for, you know, what you think you can get. But yeah, neither one of them are really very attractive people. But that Robert Durst fella in the HBO series, he was played by Ryan Gosling in a movie. So I guess in our musical, we'll get attractive people and it'll be fine.
Yeah, that was a very generous casting decision, wasn't it?
He looks like a little mole man, doesn't he?
Even when he was at his prime when that movie was set, he did not look anything like Ryan Gosling. I mean,
what movie is this that you're referencing? I thought I saw all the Gosling movies.
It's called All Good Things. And in that movie, he's not like, his name isn't Robert Durst. It's kind of a fictionalized account of a true story.
But, like that movie Capote.
Or, yeah, like Schindler's List or something like that.
Right.
It's not stuff that really happened, but it's based on a true story.
Or at least, you know, supposedly true story.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen that documentary on the HBOs, the Jinx,
yeah,
you should watch it. It's pretty great.
I'm sure
a lot of people have been saying that. I'm not, you know, saying anything crazy that not everybody else in the world's saying, but yeah, it's pretty good. You should watch it.
I tend to rebel against things that everybody tells me is the best thing ever. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm kind of like that. Yeah, like, you know, The Wire and Breaking Bad and stuff. I never watched either of those. Well, I watched first two seasons of The Wire, and I enjoyed them, but
yeah,
I didn't stick with it. But yeah, Breaking Bad, I've never watched an episode of Breaking Bad, and I really should because it looks great. And Better Call Saul, every week I see previews for Better Call Saul, and it looks good, and it's like, I can't really watch this because I didn't watch Breaking Bad.
My natural impulse is always that way, is to not jump on a bandwagon or whatever, but you know, there's you have to kind of trust the people in your friend's circle sometimes. And but, if you someone's opinion if something is good, I don't think it's just like get. I don't want to, you know, like there's a thing like where like everybody in the world liked Titanic, and you know what? I fucking hated Titanic, and it wasn't just because everybody liked it; it's because it was a piece of shit movie. I mean, it's kind of like that. If something is like super popular and poppy, then yeah, you're right to be suspect. But I can guarantee you the Jinx is really, really good.
Well, see, and that's always failed me. That mentality has always failed me because there's somebody at work that was constantly trying to get me to watch programs. True Blood took me 3 seasons. He kept telling me, he's like, you'll enjoy this. I promise you, you'll like it. I promise you, you'll like it. And finally, he went and bought the DVD box sets specifically to borrow me.
Yeah.
And I watched it and was instantly hooked in and super sad that it's off the air. And I still didn't learn my lesson after that because for, you know, 2 or 3 years, he's been telling me, watch House of Cards. You have Netflix. Watch House of Cards. Watch House of Cards. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to do it. And then I watched a movie with Kevin Spacey and I forgot what an amazing actor he was. And about a week and a half ago, I watched the first episode of House of Cards, and I'm just about done with all 3 seasons because it's amazing.
I still have not watched House of Cards.
Dan. Oh, Dan, that's right up your alley. It was it's a little so bit, good.
Like, you know, but it's the same story. Like, Breaking Bad is my favorite show of all time, but I did not start watching it till after the 3rd season was over for specific – everybody kept trying to shove it down my throat, and I was resisting it. And then when I watched it, I was like – I regretted it. I was like, oh, my God, I've missed out on so much joy. Mm-hmm. Not watching the show.
Somebody mentioned to me House of Cards, and my first question was, is Kevin Spacey all Kevin Spacey-y in it? And they said, yes, he's very Kevin Spacey-y. And I guess that's like a complaint I have about Kevin Spacey, but at the same time, I love the Kevin Spacey character that he plays in everything. I don't know why I would be mad at him for doing that. It's like
the one that did it for me was Netflix. I was watching. It was bored one Sunday afternoon, and I watched. Have you seen Swimming with Sharks?
Yeah,
it's him.
He's very Kevin Spacey-y in that.
That's what did it for me. I'm like, oh fuck, that's right. This movie is great, and it's because Kevin Spacey is an amazing actor, and he is. He's that guy in House of Cards, except he's kind of got a southern drawl on him.
He's one of those guys where I want him to be that character, you know? Like, I want to see the Kevin Spacey. I don't want to see him get out of range.
The one thing that took me out of a Kevin Spacey movie was when he tried to play Bobby Darin in that...
Beyond the Sea.
And he was like trying
fine
to play like
in
a
that.
17-year-old version of himself, though.
He's good. I mean, and he sang those songs.
But he wasn't Kevin Spacey. And so at the same time, I hate that he wasn't all Kevin Spacey-y.
Right.
Some people I own, like Kevin Spacey, I only want to see as Kevin Spacey. Danny McBride, I only want him to be Danny McBride.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. I see, my favorite Jack Nicholson movie was about Schmidt, and he was not Jack Nicholson at all in that movie. I thought it was fucking great.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Holy shit, that was a good movie. Who else is a good, like, someone that has that character that they can be sometimes?
Bruce Willis is always Bruce Willis, yeah. Even when he is trying to be that wacky comedy guy.
I don't want to put him in the same category as the other people you've mentioned, but Russell Brand is always Russell Brand.
Yeah.
That's very true.
I guess Arnold Schwarzenegger is basically always Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's almost...
What else is he going to do?
He's like in that same category as John Wayne, though, right? I mean, like where you're going just to see not the character he's playing. You're going to see the movie they put around him.
Yeah, he's not an actor. He's a guy that says stuff and does shit.
He's a vehicle for killing bad guys.
Exactly.
That's all that he is.
Well, guys, now that we're on this movie talk, I think it's as good a time as any to bring up my big issue of the week. Did you happen to see...
Uh-oh. Guess what time it is, folks?
Is it Romance is Dead?
Did you happen to see the trailer for the movie Pixels?
Yes.
What did you think, Dan?
I thought Peter Dinklage, I'm glad he's getting more mainstream work.
But?
I don't want to say anything bad.
Why?
It did not look like a good movie.
No, it looks fucking stupid.
It looks silly as shit. When I first heard that it was going to be an Adam Sandler movie where him and Peter Dinklage and a handful of other people were going to be battling video game characters or whatever the fuck it was, I was like, that sounds terrible.
Anchor has a point. Anchor's bringing something up. He said Mark Wahlberg is always angry and confused. Mark Wahlberg's pretty much always Mark Wahlberg.
Ben Affleck is always Ben Affleck, too.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Hi, Drunk.
Hello.
Did you see the trailer for Pixels?
I have not. Should I?
But okay, I'm going to give you the outline of Pixels.
Okay.
Adam Sandler was really good at video games when he was a kid.
Sure.
And Kevin James was elected president.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. Kevin James is the president of the United States, Drunk. Okay.
It really feels like we're heading in that direction.
Now, in your mind right now, you're already kind of thinking this isn't a good movie, right?
Correct.
Okay, now I'm gonna add to it here.
It was between Kevin James and Rob Schneider, so I feel like they made the right decision in terms of credibility.
I think so, either way.
Ronald Reagan sent a spaceship up with like a care package that had a bunch of stuff about our culture in it.
Okay.
And among the items in the care package was Space Invaders and Donkey Kong and Pac-Man.
Okay.
And they said, hey, aliens, check this out. We got Space Invaders and Donkey Kong and Pac-Man. We're hip. Come hang out with us.
Sure.
And so the aliens took that as like a fuck you. And they sent giant versions of these things to Earth to destroy us.
Like giant Pac-Man?
A giant Pac-Man comes to eat the world.
That's crazy.
And so Kevin James, as the president, goes, oh my God, I know how we're going to stop this. My friend Adam Sandler used to be really good at video games.
Yeah.
And that's
there's the movie.
That's what they're selling us, Drunk.
That sounds amazing.
You're going to go see that movie, aren't
no,
you?
No,
no, you're not. No. But that's what we got. We got giant Pac-Man going to eat us.
I guarantee you that the demographic of people that made Grown Ups 2, the blockbuster that it was, it made it number one its opening weekend, will also propel Pixel to number one its opening weekend.
So when does this movie come out?
It comes out in July.
So we will not be picking this for the final.
You know what? We probably should. Because
smack dab in the middle of blockbuster season.
It's probably going to
be Adam Sandler
video
game movie.
I definitely think you guys should pick that for Hollywood Fantasy League. Absolutely.
Not in the first round.
Maybe
no,
the second.
I mean,
first rounder.
The 13% Metacritic that this movie is going to get is probably going to hurt the box office.
Yeah, but no, in the trailer, there's a scene where Adam Sandler looks up to the top of a building and goes, Donkey Kong. And it's like, oh, no. Come on, guys.
That was a pretty good Adam Sandler.
Donkey Kong.
Now, it's the weird in the synopsis is that the president of the United States is Adam Sandler's character. They were childhood best friends.
Right.
And that's why Adam Sandler's is because the president like picks up the red phone and calls his retro gamer friend.
The president doesn't say, dude, we should get like the fucking Navy SEALs. We should get somebody to destroy this monster. They say, fuck no. My friend was good at Pac-Man.
We have tactical nuclear weapons, but I want to call my friend that knows his way around an Atari 2600.
Out of shape, egg-headed Adam Sandler is certainly the man for this job.
Well, that's the thing. You got to stay practiced on that Atari, though, because that Atari is fucking tricky.
But don't...
I'm calling the fucking water boy to come and fight.
Guys, don't you just feel like they think we're stupid? And
right.
Don't get me wrong, they're right.
No, they know we're stupid.
But I mean, they made Battleship because, hey, remember Battleship?
Right.
And it had nothing to do with Battleship. No. But they called it Battleship because they wanted people to remember Battleship and think, oh, I enjoyed Battleship. We'll go see Battleship.
Was it any good?
Did you see it?
It's not bad.
I think some people saw it. But I mean,
it's
like,
pretty good.
Make that movie called fighting aliens on a boat.
Didn't that movie have like Rihanna?
It should have been called Water Aliens.
Water Aliens. Aqua Aliens.
Rihanna in it?
Yeah, Rihanna was in it.
And Liam Neeson. It was, tried to make that. That was when they were still trying to make that Taylor Kitsch a thing.
So it was taken on a boat.
Giving him movies.
Yeah, it's take the everything's really take anything that Liam Neeson's doing action is really taken five, taken six, taken on a plane. They had that a couple years ago. They got
That was one of the good ones.
They could have called it like Marianas.
There's another Taken now where it's like Taken versus another Taken. Right. They got like an Ed Harris Taken, mm-hmm. and then like Taken, and then like they combine to like Taken each other.
Right.
And there was Walk Amongst the Tombstones, which looked kind of like a Taken movie.
The newest one was called Run All Night.
Yeah, but that kind of looks like it's like a gritty Spy versus Spy Taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, you killed my son, like, so I'm going to kill your son. Exactly.
What if there were two Takens? They should have called it Taken versus Taken.
Like X versus, like, Ballistic X versus Severed.
Taken versus Taken. But guys, I made the movie trailer for our follow-up to Pixels.
And let me tell you, Mike, when you proposed this and we were trying to brainstorm ideas, I tried to come up with like the biggest properties of the time. And every time I came up with a property, I was like, oh, they already made a movie of that.
But I have a lot of people to thank. We had a lot of help on this. I'll say that after, because I don't want to spoil the surprise. But I got a lot of help on this from people. And some people that agreed to help and then just kind of, you know, shit out on me. Yeah.
It seems like you're a little bitter about it. It's the second time you brought it up.
I am. It's like, you know, if I throw out a thing and say, hey, will you help? And you say, yeah. And then, like, you just don't. It's like, well, then why'd you even step up?
Say, yeah.
You want to name names at all?
No. But, yeah, so I think that if Pixels is big, it's like our giant tiger movie that we came up with after Godzilla hit. It's like,
I cannot stop thinking about that. I just saw a picture on Instagram the other day. It was a tiger behind a chain link fence overlooking a city. And all I thought of immediately was Concrete Jungle.
Every time they make something, there has to be 10 more of the same thing. And we can be on that bandwagon, right? I mean, like, I'm going to play a game with you guys one of these weeks. It's going to be Nickelback or Theory of a Dead Man. Because I heard a Theory of a Dead Man song on the radio the other day. That guy sound exactly like Nickelback. That band is Nickelback.
I'll win that game every time. I like Theory of a Dead Man.
No, that's Nickelback, Travis. It's just Nickelback moonlighting is a different band.
Why don't you go be Nickelback?
I'm just telling you, when they make five more somethings.
That new Nickelback song is dog shit.
Is that the disco one?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah. But guys, so we're gonna go to break. Donkey Kong. We're going to go to break. I want you guys just to put the pictures in your brain.
I wonder what Adam Sandler's unique quirk is going to be in this movie. Like, does he have like a bad thumb now or something?
I can tell you what, Adam Sandler.
He's not a good dad.
Somebody during the break, look up on IMDb who Adam Sandler's wife is in this movie. Because he always has a wife that's like way, way too hot for him.
You're right.
Like Naomi Watts.
It says right here in the internet, the Wikipedia, it's Michelle Monaghan.
Of course it is, right?
Of course it is.
She's not his wife, but she's a weapons developer for the military and interest for Sam.
Oh, okay.
Might as well be.
Right.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence is Adam Sandler's love interest. I can't believe it.
Oh, Olivia Wilde is married to the dumb schlub.
Yeah. He got divorced from Selma Hayek, and he fucking married Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, Selma Hayek, you're getting a little long in the tooth. Gonna upgrade for a newer model. Yep.
Trading up.
I want this movie to fail, but I know it won't.
It'll make money, but I mean, like,
oh god,
you know what's
they
weird?
They said that this trailer was watched more times than the Avengers trailer.
Well, it's based on like a 2010 short film, I guess, that did pretty well.
They said that it was.
I saw that.
It was viewed like 33 million times in like a weekend.
Yeah,
and that trailer was awesome with that Space Invaders like taking over the city and shit. Yeah. That guy like was really talented. He did that on his like home computer.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I guess like as soon as that came out, they started developing this.
They saw something neat and original, and they said, "Oh my god, you know how we can make this way shittier? We can buy it.
The producers have grown up.
We could give this guy money, and we could buy it, and we could put Adam Sandler and Kevin James in it.
We got to." We got to get Tim Herlihy to write a script about this.
Quick.
We need to get the guys Adam Sandler smoked pot with in high school.
Quick. Oh, get the guy who directed Bicentennial Man on the phone. All right. You know, so just picture this in your mind, guys. And just let me know how you feel. Travis, what was the working title? Was it Nostalgic Bullshit from Outer Space? Is that what we're calling it?
Horseshit.
Nostalgic Horseshit from Outer Space, the movie. You ready, Drunk? You're going to love this.
Let us know. If we get positive feedback from this, we can expand it, and we can make this, you know, web series or something.
No, we just need to sell it to Sony for millions of dollars.
One good web video.
Look, I'm not in it for doing work. I'm in it for coming up with a good idea and somebody paying me for it. So,
like Mark Cuban.
Right. We'll be back. Thanks.
We have breaking news out of New York City, where it appears a feat even Jimmy Fallon himself couldn't facilitate. The Friends cast has reunited in Times Square. They appear... Is this correct? Can we get confirmation on this? They appear to be wired with explosives.
Ms. Kudrow, Chaz Charlton from Action 7 News, why are you doing this?
How you doing?
They tampered with the re-release Crystal Pepsi supply. It's making everyone go crazy for early 90s nostalgia. Or whatever convoluted plotline is necessary to sell this bullshit.
Never surrender, we'll never quit, cause we're too legit to quit! Nothing for you!
Reports coming out of Hartford, Connecticut indicate that the ALF epidemic has eradicated the city's cat population.
Now this is a story all about how this town's about to get flipped upside down!
Bubble tape! It's 6 feet of bubblegum for you, not them!
What is that? What? Godzilla wasn't big in the 90s. What? Oh, no.
No, they didn't. They couldn't. No! No! See? It's a giant...
Night, Michelle.
Everybody run! It's a giant Bob Saget!
Hey, this is Titus from Titus and Noncast and from the Hot Sex on a Platter podcast. Hope you're enjoying your Monday night here on Radio FUBAR. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there's a new episode of Titus and Noncast. We're going to listen to the new Modest Mouse album. So I hope you come out and join me and have a pleasant evening.
Hi, I'm Dan Ferraro, and I'm listening to WFOD.
Hello, welcome Welcome back, everyone. I'm joined by my co-host, Drunk, via Skype, Travis Hulse, and our guest, Dan Fernicase from the Fernicast. So we did have help from on that little trailer from Tex from the Red Show, Dan and Mandy, both from the Fernicast, Titus from Titus the Noncast, and Adam from the Dropping Loads podcast. So thanks, everybody, for your help. Hey, Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Would you like a Hollywood Fantasy League update?
Absolutely, I do.
Because that's what I want to do right now.
Hells yeah.
I mean,
didn't our movie come out this weekend?
We're talking movies.
Did it come out? Did it kick some ass? Did it take some names?
No.
No.
No, no, no. I'm pretty sure the Lotus cast is going to win.
Yeah.
Cinderella. And I hate that
Cinderella
so much.
Killed it.
Yeah, well, Cinderella made $122 million.
Not bad.
It had a 67% Metacritic, so it finished with 82 points.
That's pretty good.
So we need 78 points from Insurgent to tie.
Uh-huh. And the movie hasn't started yet?
The movie came out this weekend. It made $54 million, has a 42% Metacritic, so it currently has 23 points. So with a 42% Metacritic, we need Insurgent to make $185 million.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
To tie the Lotus cast. And I don't think it's going to do that. So I mean, I guess next
185
week,
million total, so we need 130 million this weekend.
Or
over the course of the week, basically.
You know the information that we didn't have when we were making these picks is that they debuted the Frozen short film follow-up.
Right, right. They had a short film of Frozen ahead of Cinderella. That's not even fair.
They've had the toys in stores for like weeks and weeks and weeks to drum up excitement for the Frozen.
They put out of the little snowmen. I went and saw Cinderella, so I helped seal our fate.
My daughter had a birthday party yesterday, and one of the toys she got was a Barbie. You know, the Frozen's come like Barbies. It was a new dress. The one that she wore in Frozen Fever or whatever the hell it's called.
I love this line in chat. Anchor says Brian owns the web domain for PogsTheMovie.com. We're just playing the waiting game. That's genius, though, if you think about it. It's only a matter of time before they have, you know, Pogs. Somebody sent Pogs into space, and aliens sent the Pogs to kill us.
If somebody had a story about website domain names, you could make a pretty sweet segue out of that. just an observation.
Oh, right! Right, Dan. You see what Dan did there? He just taught me.
Yeah,
but he taught me a thing about podcasting there.
You know what?
See, but what he did is he fucked up the good transition by telling me, and so now it isn't good.
It was never going to happen.
But yeah, I wasn't going to make the connection, so it was fucked anyway. But that would have been great. I mean, had I thought of it, but I didn't.
Right.
And Dan pointed out that I didn't think of it.
Yeah.
Does it seem like it was just kind of serendipity. I mean, what were the odds somebody was going to say that exact thing? It was just crazy timing. Did it seem like most of the movies in Fantasy League this time kind of underperformed?
Absolutely.
There was a few surprises, I would
fucking
say.
Black Hat, I cannot believe it did nothing. Like, there were a lot of ingredients to that should have been kind of successful. I was really only expecting like 20 or 30 points out of it, but man, fucking like 4 points?
Three.
Michael Mann took a shit after he made Miami Vice.
Man, I guess. It's got Thor in it. You'd think at least some of the chicks that are in love with that dude would have shown up to it, but man.
And Black Annie, although I don't think it was a first round pick, I think it was probably expected to make more than 15 points.
It was not safe for water cooler's first round pick.
It's you fucking pirates. It's those people pirating that shit.
Is that what
they
it was?
To see it. It's got, yeah, they got to see it weeks earlier. They actually went after all of the people that leaked it because they figure they lost millions of dollars because it was online weeks before it was in the theater.
Wasn't that part of that big Sony hack? It was like Black Annie and Fury and a bunch of movies.
And honestly, I thought that Fifty Shades of Grey was going to be the first overall pick. That's what I thought for sure would have just taken away the top honors, but it only made 59 points. So
yeah, it didn't do much.
I mean, and you know what's funny is, like, after its first couple
it's
of weeks,
for the old ladies.
After its first couple of weeks, it just dropped off the face of the earth. Like, Kingsman kind of stuck around a little bit. Because Kingsman's actually really good. I think word of mouth had to help that, because that movie's great. If you still have an opportunity to go see that in the theater, go see it. It's great.
Yeah.
The people who were going to see 50 Shades of Grey, though, went when they were going to go. You know what I mean? Like, they were like, okay, I've read this book. I'm going. The end. And then it's over. I think Magic Mike did a similar kind of business where it made all of its money up front and then just kind of trickled out.
But the Get Hard comes out this next week, and Home, which is an animated film about a little purple alien that the Big Bang Theory guy voices. And let me tell you, when I went and saw Cinderella, there was a preview for that. And if the kids in the theater's reaction were any indication, that movie's going to make some bank.
So did Cinderella beat Insurgent in the box office this weekend?
Cinderella did not, but it was its second week, so...
Right. So with nothing else coming out next week, you might have a good shot at making some money, right?
Well, I mean, the Will Ferrell movie and the Purple Alien movie come out this weekend.
Nobody wants to see those.
That Purple Alien movie, that Home, there is one line in that is done in the television trailer that has been done so many times. And it's not even the line, it's just the connotation that the alien uses. And it's the only thing that, like, gets the intrigue from my children. Like, my daughter loves it, and she'll, like, repeat it back, and I wish I could remember what it was. But it's not even the line. It's just how he says the line, and it's been done a million and a half times. And I think that's pretty much par for the course for animated movies. If you can just do the same things over and over and over again, you're going to make a bunch of money.
What's the line? What's the line?
I cannot remember what the line
how
is.
You
I
doing?
Have to get back to you.
Here we go again.
he just takes like an awkward pause in the middle of a sentence and like makes a wacky face, and that's what does it. Otherwise my kids have zero interest in that movie because it looks very bland.
Yeah, it does look kind of like one of those formulaic animated. They know they're going to make a lot of money.
That looks like that. There's some animated movies that you look at and you think, "Oh, you know, that's a movie that parents won't mind taking their kids to."
Right.
But that looks like one that parents will mind taking their kids to, but they'll have to because the little stupid purple alien is all the little kids want to talk about.
I'm waiting for that new Pixar movie because we the daughter and I we do movies. The boy doesn't. He's a little bit too young for it. But we've missed a bunch of them. Like, I was going to take her to see SpongeBob and it just didn't happen. And there's been a few other ones that I wouldn't mind going to see with her. This one I will not take her to, but I'm waiting for that new Pixar movie with the little girl and the, like, she's got the whole like deal, like her internal organs and brain. It's kind of like Osmosis Jones. It looks like,
yeah,
her feelings are, they have some physicality to them. That looks good. Like that seems like people actually put some thought and effort into rather than just to churn out another Lilo and Stitch knockoff.
Pixar generally are pretty enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really thought Chappie was going to do something. I mean, because I, you know what Travis just described as far as a kid's movie being good, like, I thought that's what Chappie was going to be. But then lo and behold, it turned out to be a really super fucking gritty R-rated movie. That original trailer did not look like...
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see Chappie.
Oh,
I just, like, we picked that based on the first trailer that came out when it wasn't rated. And I just thought that looks like a kind of modern, you know, like we're all unique individual kind of, like, it looked like a kid's movie. Like maybe a kind of a hardcore kid's movie, but we're, you know, it's a new generation. And
it was like an 80s kid's movie where you could slip some shit in there and it'd be fine.
Exactly. That was exactly what I thought it was going to be.
You know what's super funny about that is Saturday night I was grilling and the wife and the daughter were not here, so the boy and I were hanging out, and I flipped on one of my favorite movies when I was a kid was Little Monsters, starring Fred Savage and Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
You're familiar with that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember I watched the shit out of that movie, and I turned it on, and the boy was intrigued, but as I'm watching this movie with my three-year-old, I'm like, this movie is not for kids. They are threatening murder to all of the children. There's weird monsters. They're like emptying out like the lunch of this child. They're dumping out his apple juice and they're pissing in the bottle and putting it back into the refrigerator.
Right. Yeah.
Every other word is damn or shit or over the shoulder boulder holder. Like this is not appropriate for children. And then I started thinking about the same thing, like that all of the 80s movies that I loved as a child. And I don't think any of those PG-13s would get PG-13 anymore.
No, yeah. I mean, you remember the Dick Tracy movie that came out when we were kids?
Of course.
That was fucking violent as shit. They're like fixing people in cement and stuff.
They murdered motherfuckers with Tommy guns.
Dude,
in that movie.
Yeah, it's based on a comic book. Put the kids in front of the TV. Fuck it.
The last right. half hour of that movie is just Warren Beatty with a Tommy gun shooting everyone he sees.
It's like a montage of him killing motherfuckers.
like nonstop. It was the most violent thing ever.
Yeah, he's the hero. He's like, he kicks in the door. He's like, I'm here, flat top. Time for you to eat some fucking lead. And he just fucking like machine guns a whole clip into him.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, yeah. Guys. Now that it's not a good transition.
Yeah.
TedCruz.com. Talking about domain sitting. There, have you been to TedCruz.com?
No.
He announced his presidency, what, today?
Yeah. Yes.
Is by, he doesn't own his own name.com.
Oh, no.
I have it up right now.
Please tell me it's porn. Oh, is it?
No. I have it up right now, and all it is a black banner that says, support President Obama, immigration reform now.
Oh, no.
That's so perfect.
What a dummy.
How many millions of dollars do you think it's going to take for him to get this website?
Especially if it's somebody who's kind of like spiteful, it seems.
Oh, fucking A.
That's perfect.
But
or it's not. Or they're not spiteful. They're just shrewd business people.
They will probably try to take him to court. But they will. Ted Cruz will actually not win.
He will not win, no.
That happened, the guy that invented YouureTheManNowDog.com.
You're the man now, dog!
His first website was DustinDiamond.com. And I don't know if it's still up, but it is so fucking funny. It's just like a parody of like what Dustin Diamond's website would have looked like if he had made it on like... It's still up. Oh my God, go to DustinDiamond.com right now. It's so fucking funny, but yeah... He did go. He got taken to court, and he won because it was like his defense was that lawyers don't have a good sense of humor, and he fucking won.
This is like a GeoCities page.
Yeah, exactly.
But what the big news story that I've seen around the rags the last day or so is that Taylor Swift bought up all these. Domain names, like they're releasing all these like vanity domain names, like dot porn and dot adult and dot a bunch of things.
Dot horse.
Mm.
And so Taylor Swift was given the option by I guess whoever controls these things and said, "Hey, do you want to buy Taylor Swift dot porn before somebody else buys it and makes money off of your name?" And she said, "Well, God, I guess of course I have to." And now it's like this big news story that Taylor Swift bought Taylor Swift dot porn. Like, I guess they think, oh, Taylor Swift's gonna start doing porn and posting it on Taylor Swift dot porn. But really, it's kind of a shakedown.
Travis, that link you posted in the chat is the funniest thing I've ever.
What the fuck is that?
Everybody needs to go to www.walmart.horse.
That is
dude, the combination
of things that are funny.
Walmart tried to sue this guy, and they lost.
It's just the horse and Walmart truck.
I know, I see it.
That's all it is. There's a horse out the parking lot of Walmart.
It's so goddamn perfect.
I'm sorry to derail you, Mike.
I'm sorry. I need a minute.
Guys. We could buy TaylorSwift.horse. It's open. There's nothing there right now.
Why did... We need to get on GoDaddy.com right now.
Oh, God. I got tears in my eyes, guys.
Are there any pictures of Taylor Swift with a horse?
Nobody's even sitting on this domain. That's crazy. For all of your website needs, just go to hover.com, code word WFOD, 10% off any order. Do not take TaylorSwift.horse because I'm going to need
guys,
to get that.
Guys, I got a case of the giggles. Oh my God.
That was...
Travis, you got to tell me the story about this Walmart horse.
You were talking about those boutique domain names, and when they opened it up to .porn and the like, for some reason they opened it also up to .horse, and some genius decided that the best thing possible to do would be to scoop up Walmart.horse. And he did, and all he did with it is what you see in front of you is put a picture of a horse looking at the camera in front of Walmart.
This is one picture.
That's literally all. There's no functionality.
I'm seriously crying right now.
There's no link to anything. You can't do anything on this website. It's a picture of a horse in front of a Walmart with happy families coming out. Well, Walmart found this website, and they were offended. I don't understand why, because it's not like the horse is taking a shit on the top of Walmart or anything. It's just a horse.
It's just a happy horse in the parking lot of Walmart.
Looking at the camera in the parking lot of Walmart. But Walmart didn't like it, so they decided to sue him. And I don't remember if they're still in litigation or if the judge said, yeah, you don't have a case here. There's nothing you can do. Buy the domain if you want. The end. So there the website still sits, walmart.horse.
It's beautiful. That's like if you had asked someone to create something that I thought was perfectly funny, that would be it. Yeah,
but it's what I was getting to before you derailed me, Travis, was it's kind of a shakedown. Like they make these new domain names and they say, oh, well, we wouldn't want somebody else to buy it, so maybe you should buy it. And they put these price tags on them, and then Taylor Swift has no real way of... I mean, what is she going to... She's either going to buy it now, or I guess she's going to try to sue somebody when they make TaylorSwift.porn.
And she can't. She has... There's nothing that she can do the way the law is right now. She has no case against somebody who owns it. That's just like the movie studios. If you are very savvy, and I think a lot of people have been savvy in the past, is people buy up these domain names that reference certain like comic book stories, and the movie companies have no recourse except to pay these people who have like CaptainAmericaCivilWar.com. You know, they have to pay them. And if they don't pay them, you see a bunch of hyphens between the words when they show you the movie previews.
What if you had bought like Infinity Gauntlet and Infinity War and all those like AdamWarlock.com, all that kind of stuff? Like
you have all of the money,
Travis. You have like a endless knowledge of all kinds of like obscure comic book heroes, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, they're all going to be movies.
Every one of them.
Buy them all and wait.
I can't support that. And other things. And my other addictions.
If you had told me even 5 years ago that there would be a Guardians of the Galaxy movie, I would have called you a fucking liar.
I would have believed Guardians of the Galaxy before I would have believed Ant-Man.
See, well, they're both really unlikely, but I mean, would you have believed Guardians of the Galaxy before a lot of other... I mean,
well, no, mostly because it's not a, even in the comic book world, a very well-known property.
I'm a lifelong diehard Marvel movie fan, and I had to do some serious research about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right, because even the incarnation you saw on the screen was not necessarily what was in the comic books until very recently.
Right.
What I want to know, kind of just... more than anything, is how... Drunk can sit across from the table from me, ice cold. Homie didn't even crack a smile. You look at that Walmart.horse, and you don't even crack a smile, Drunk.
It's not that funny.
Oh, shut your mouth.
That's fucking hilarious, drunk. Are you kidding me? It's a Walmart out in the parking lot. There's a horse.
There's a horse just standing in front of the Walmart.
It's Walmart.horse, drunk.
I'm just laughing at you laughing.
How can you sit across from me when I got tears in my eyes and we're looking at the same thing and you don't think it's funny?
Even if you didn't think it was funny, the fact that you were laughing hysterically should have made him break a little bit.
Guys, drunk is clearly a robot. And that's why he's so good at guessing what's in his mouth.
I think after all of these years, I still don't truly think that drunk gets me.
Mike, do you think before Drunk leaves the show forever, you're going to finish Drunk's podcast SmackDown Challenge?
There's like three of those.
What do you say, Drunk? who was left? It was the Furnacast?
That's something you'd have to look up.
Can I win just because I brought it up?
Absolutely.
Unfit for FM's left, I think.
Yeah.
They went
Sweet
defunct.
Feathery Sweet Feathery Jesus. And... what was that one with the married couple?
Married Gamers.
Tiny Odd Conversations.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Those are the four that are left, I think.
Yeah. Everybody else is done, huh?
Yeah. So you have four podcasts left to listen to.
Well, some of them on the list, they were done before I even started listening to them.
I know. I'm sure, like, the ones that are gone... quite a few of them. There was like 18 podcasts on the list, but there's four left.
This podcast game, it ain't easy.
There's four left, and all four of the ones that are still left are still podcasts that exist.
Chew you up and spit you out.
So yeah, maybe
we should make a hit Fox show on like Empire, but with podcasters.
Oh shit, Travis, that's a great idea.
I gotta stop pitching my amazing ideas on air.
I know that. I think that's a problem we have. Is we put out all our ideas on the air, and then
nobody makes them.
Yeah, but
nobody gives a fuck.
Maybe that's the problem. Is we're doing it on a venue where no one will hear it. Maybe we should send it to people who know shit about shit.
You know, we should have pitched an idea last week to somebody in the industry.
Who?
Todd Glass.
Oh,
right. The other thing, guys.
One of your award-winning ideas.
The other big thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about this week, the clothing company H&M. Have you heard of H&M, Drunk?
Sure.
Are you a regular shopper of H&M?
I'm not.
Did this place come out of nowhere? Because I never heard of it before, and now I see TV commercials.
I see TV commercials quite a bit. It's a trendy outfit. It's one of those places that the kids go to. You know, Travis.
Like a hot topic.
No. Like a hot topic would be. I think the goth kids go to the hot topic. I think this is more like a. Like, you know, one of the hip places.
Oh, like an Abercrombie.
Yeah, like if you're a hip person who, you know, wants to be, like, in the now with your fashions.
Yeah, but I think it's more for adults, like though.
You go to the H&M. Is it for adults?
I feel like it is.
So the H&M have been broadening their horizons, and they've been diving into releasing metal clothes, like, of metal bands.
Yeah.
That don't exist. They're making up fake metal bands to sell their swag.
That's hilarious.
And people are buying them and going around. And I guess you get like street cred because then you can be like, oh, you haven't heard of that band? You know what I mean?
Right.
And this is like...
So you can be a hipster, basically.
They hired, like, a company to make all these fake bios for these fake bands. And, like, they're from, like, Scandinavia and all kinds of weird stuff. And they're trying to market these fake metal shirts with their fake logos and their fake everything. And it's kind of brilliant.
Do they have fake music, too?
There was one song that they released on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I didn't pull the clip because, like, the audio is really bad.
Mm.
I
But I think that this is something else that we could probably do.
Yeah.
Don't you think we could make up a fake metal band and, like, try to get them out there and try to sell? You know, a lot of bands coming up, they survive, really, by going from place to place and selling their CDs and their shirts and stuff right. to afford gas to go to the next show.
Correct.
Why not bypass the whole creating music and going on tour thing and just sell the shirts?
Yeah, that's the most expensive part, is the going on tour and everything.
Right. The expensive part is going there and setting up your gear, finding venues and playing shows.
It's like
the money making part is selling the shirts.
It's funny too, because I think I got a t-shirt guy.
You know how Uber is like a cab company, but they don't own any cars?
Right.
This is like that. It's like you're selling band merchandise, but you don't have to go through all the expensive shit of like finding a band and becoming talented and recording an album. And
right. That takes a ton of work. We just need to come up with fake band names. Maybe pay some kid on Fiverr $5 to make us a couple of stupid metal songs we can put on a website, right?
They're pretty cool shirts, too, honestly.
Right. You just make some cool shirts with fake band logos on them and sell them. And then people that buy it, they get to be the cool guys who heard about this band before you did. And you get the money from the t-shirt, and you didn't even have to learn how to play an instrument.
The only thing you have to do for research is like go to a couple of shows and see all of the shirts people are wearing and be like, okay, take a note on that. It needs a skull.
Needs skulls.
Needs some
right.
flames and maybe some wings of some sort. And then like the very back of it is just like the tour schedule. That doesn't
flaming
exist.
Skull with wings.
Yeah, flaming wing skulls.
The flaming wing skulls would be a good band name. Anchor in the chat has Brutal Thrust. That's a good band name. Let's make a Brutal Thrust shirt.
You know what would instantly, and I don't know if this exists yet or not, but Torture Porn. That's a perfect metal name. And also you have the built-in audience of the motion picture industry.
And the T looks like an axe.
Yep. And the porn, you got to put some tits in there somewhere.
See, H&M, I'm not too familiar with what they sell because I'm not a hip fella. You know, I buy my clothes at Kmart.
It must be a pretty big company. They got David Beckham modeling for them.
Well, no, I'm not saying they're not a big company. I'm just saying I'm not a hip fellow that buys their stuff.
I had never heard of them before is why I was saying that.
Don't you think this is brilliant, Dan?
It's really, you know, it's brilliant, but it's in that same way of like, well, like Uber, like I just mentioned. Like, I kind of feel like it's a little douchey of a thing. But it's still a good idea.
Hey,
you know, I wish I had thought of it.
Yeah, douchey doesn't matter if it's making you cash money. Right.
Oh, yeah. No, I will get over my douchey feeling if I was becoming a billionaire. Like what did Uber has been valued at like $20 billion or something, and I have no
assets. And they don't do anything.
They have no assets at all. It's just numbers on paper. And like part of me says, this is what is wrong with – this is everything that is wrong with the world right now. But then the other part of me says, Jesus Christ, I wish I'd invented
– Fucking genius. Hey, Mike, I think there's room on our website for another backslash, right? So let's create a band. We just need to find a guy who makes t-shirts.
Oh, I got one of those. I got a guy. Cool. It'll be fine.
Well, yeah. Then we're right there. Let's do that. We'll promote the fuck out of it.
We'll promote them every week. Is it, hey, yeah. You know, this band that we're into, you should check out their swag.
Yeah. And we'll play
some,
Dan,
I think our band For Apple Dick, although I think that's a great band name, I don't think it's a good metal band name.
No, it wasn't a metal band. It was kind of like a more like alt indie rock kind of a band.
Yeah, yeah.
A good metal like a Barbed Wire Dildo was a good like grindcore kind of a band.
Oh, I like that Barbed Wire Dildo.
And you have like an umlaut over the last O or something.
Umlaut. I like umlauts.
Travis, can we get WFODicks.horse?
I would imagine. I don't think anybody's picked it up yet. I think that's totally available.
We just need to get a horse, wear a pair of headphones.
I am going to buy WFODshow.horse.
I love that Walmart horse so much.
You know, the only thing that they could have did to make it better was to put him in one of the Walmart vests.
So
we'll put a name tag on him.
So they went to court
because he's an associate.
Of course, he works there. He's not showing up there to buy anything. Travis, he's got everything he needs. He's a horse.
They went to court over this.
Oh yeah, Walmart's they sued him. I gotta look it up. The reason that I saw this was because Walmart was not happy. And they went to court, or they got their lawyers after this guy, or something along those lines.
And two attorneys were hired. And the attorneys showed up. They dressed in like probably nice suits. They're attorneys after all.
Probably got paid a lot of money too.
They probably got paid quite a bit of money to show up and litigate about a photoshopped picture of a horse.
I want to know who the horse's attorney is. And then also, wouldn't it be great if you were the horse's attorney if you had someone in a horse costume sitting in the defendant's chair?
Okay.
During the deposition.
Like, actually questioning this horse, why he's posting pictures of himself in front of Walmart on the website.
I'm putting the horse on the stand.
Oh, if you're looking for the Walmart website, your instinct would be simply to go to walmart.com or maybe walmart.net or even walmart.org.
Walmart.biz.
Go to the same place.
Walmart.gov.
There's currently no reason whatsoever to type the URL walmart.horse into your web browser. But if you go there, you get pretty much exactly what you would expect, a picture of a horse and a Walmart store. Walmart is not amused at the use of its name on this site and has sent a cease and desist notice to its creator, Jeff Jacques, creator of questionable content comic.
Travis.
Yeah.
Is there a Kmart.horse?
Oh, fucking A. We need to get this guy. Let's get this guy. Jeff Jacques.
I just want to call him on the phone and just tell him that he's my hero. And then that's all we got to say. Just say, hey, man, you did a good thing here.
Guys. Kmart.horse is wide open right now.
Oh my God! Can we buy Kmart? It'll just be a tribute. And you know what? I don't even want to Photoshop a horse in Kmart's parking lot. I just want to redirect it to Walmart.horse because I love it that much. No, I want it to succeed.
That would be amazing.
Mike, what would be even funnier is to do the exact same thing only with a Kmart in front of a horse in front of a Kmart, and then the Walmart.horse guy would sue you for infringement.
If it was the same horse?
Yeah, it's the exact same picture, only with a Kmart instead of a Walmart, and then the guy that made Walmart.horse would sue you for having Kmart.horse.
Okay, this is what I want to do.
This is an infringement of my intellectual property.
You got to go with the Kmart.horse, you got to go backwards. So instead of having the horse in front of a Kmart, you have a Kmart in front of a horse.
Horse pasture?
This is what I want to do. I just want to make the picture of the Walmart.horse a little bit smaller. And I want to put the picture of the Walmart horse with Walmart in the corner of a picture of Kmart.
I think what you
I want to do a
is...
bad Photoshop. I just want to take that picture and Photoshop it into the Kmart picture.
Mike, don't Photoshop it. Print out a picture of the Walmart horse in front of a Walmart. Find a Kmart. Go to that Kmart. Take a picture of that picture in front of the Kmart.
Put that picture on an actual horse. And then ride it into a Walmart.
Make a horse blanket with the Walmart horse and ride that fucking horse.
Naked. The horse is not naked. You are.
Or also you can dress up like a horse.
Also available.
You have to have two people dress up as a horse. Okay. Will you be the back end of the horse? Can we go do that?
Sure.
Don't and we'll dress just like a horse.
We'll make a video of me and you just going into a Kmart dressed as a horse. And put that on there?
If people say anything, you have to say, is this Walmart? We're the Walmart horse. You have to make sure they know you're the Walmart
horse. We won't say anything, Travis, because we're a horse. We're going to stay in character because we're professionals. We're just going to nod our heads and keep going.
WholeFoodMarkets.horse is open as well.
Trader Joe's.horse is also good.
Guys, we need to buy up every .horse store. Is there a Best Buy.horse?
No, I just checked. The Best Buy.horse is widely available.
Circuit City.horse?
Circuit City's dead.
You know, there's a Circuit City near our house that they just half-ass painted
and turned into a church. And, like, you can totally see, like, straight through the paint where it says, like, you know, audio, video, TVs, electronics. But, like, they just painted blue over it, like, really badly and, like, made it a church. Aren't churches supposed to be, like a did holy
you,
place,
did
like
you
a
tell
special...
Them what street that church is off of?
Oh, it's Ferguson on St. Charles Avenue. Rock Road.
Oh. No, we have
not that
one
it matters. I mean,
oh, I thought you were talking about the one on.
Yeah, I'm going to make an incredibly West, local
on,
reference
on West Florissant.
guys, you know that Circuit City on St. Charles Rock Road, right?
Well, no, I thought you were talking about the West Florissant one.
Is that St. Charles and 13th or St. Charles and 12th?
No, it's like right off the highway. I'm right off 270. You get off 270, you make a right, Travis. Right there, right there when you get off the highway.
No.
Oh, no, well, that's 270 path? Going north. I guess if you were going south, you would make a left. And right there, there's a Circuit City that's been converted into a church.
Right, there's also, there's a Jack in the Box right there.
You know what? You're right. Yeah. It's actually closer to the McDonald's, but there's a Jack in the Box and a Ponderosa right there.
And a Hardee's, I think.
From your direction.
No, Hardee's is further down the street. That's like closer to like Highway 70 and the Rock Road.
If you went more towards Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
No, there's not a Steak and Shake on the Rock Road that I can think of.
Well, not from the direction you're coming from, but from the direction me and Travis have to drive.
Yeah, right. So this church, they very crudely painted it over the Circuit City stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they put up this big, like, cross. Isn't a church supposed to be, like, a holy place? Shouldn't be, like, where I bought Dumb and Dumber on DVD a couple years
ago. So they don't love Jesus like they do in my town because they converted a whole chunk of a mall that died and they gutted it and they put a church in a it used to be a mall, so it's sandwiched in between a Cops food center and a Shopko is a church.
That's what they should do to Jamestown.
You know, Church Mall was like one of my original great ideas.
Church Mall,
they stole it.
Horse
Church Mall sounds like a pretty decent Adam Sandler movie.
No,
me.
You see, Church Mall, you build... we have too many churches.
Oh,
we have churches everywhere.
I remember this conversation.
There's too many churches everywhere. You just make all the churches one big mall with great parking and like, you know, you regulate it so that everybody knows that you got a nice food court and everybody can go to their own separate... little church service, and all the different, you know, denominations have their own area of the mall.
Guys, Hooters.horse is open.
Hooters.horse needs to be ours right now. How much is Hooters.horse?
The thing about Church Mall, Mike, though...
Dan, buy Hooters.horse right now, and I'll split it with you.
Okay.
I foresee rabbis and pastors duking it out in the common area on a Sunday morning.
No, they'll be in separate areas. Like, the ones that really don't like each other, they can be a little bit further. And, like, if you're shopping for a religion, you
but
can just kind of, like,
right?
Walk around in the area and, like, kind of, you know, just peek in. And, like, they'll have people, like, standing out front that'll hand out their pamphlets and stuff. Like, if you're not sure, like, what you really are, then, like, you can just, like, kind of go walk around and, you know, see what everybody has to offer. They'll have, like, a welcome lobby in each area of the church mall. And that way, we can get rid of most of these churches that are all over the place and causing all kinds of traffic jams on Sundays when I'm trying to go places, and their church parking lots are too full. There's too many goddamn cars for their parking lots because they've gotten too big. They need to regulate this. They need to get it under control. They need Church Mall.
You sound upset.
It's just something that I've been thinking about.
Yeah.
When we close the show, if you could go ahead and do your Adam Sandler impression.
Donkey Kong.
When he's pitching Church Mall.
That's all I have of an Adam Sandler. I don't have an Adam Sandler impression.
No, see, this is my Adam Sandler Church Mall movie. Adam Sandler has been cast out of his church. Because, I don't know, maybe he took an oath not to marry or something, but he found somebody he loved. And then he felt like, man, if I got cast out of my church, maybe plenty of other people got cast out of church. Now I need a place for everybody to be able to go to see me and my wife, Emma Stone.
Fucking.
But little does Adam Sandler know
that aliens have sent the Noid back because they saw a Domino's commercial from the 90s.
We can't get that complicated. That'd have to be the sequel. We need Rob Schneider to be the rabbi next door who doesn't want Church Mall to go in. And then it's almost like a dodgeball scenario where they're like competing to try to get their own version of Church Mall set up.
Yeah, it's like your ragtag group. It's like your typical Adam Sandler thing where he assembles a group of outcasts and they kind of overcome an adverse. But yeah, I like that. Like there's some kind of wacky sport that they have a competition at.
So it's like all of Adam Sandler's best buds from his movies. And, you know, I know Rob Schneider is one of them, but we got to get the weird people like Steve Buscemi and shit have to be on Rob Schneider's side trying to get that church put in there. And then it comes to the end, and then everybody gets along, and there's one big ridiculous church.
Travis, you know what? You didn't pitch Church Mall. You pitched Church Ball. They invent a just sport. They compete against each other to see who gets the church. Church Ball.
That's even better. I like our brainstorming sessions. I think this is going to be. I think this is going to be big,
guys.
Churchball.horse is open, guys.
Churchischicken.horse.
I don't know what Church's Chicken is.
I don't either.
Oh, is Church's Chicken a regional thing?
Church's Chicken is fucking disgusting. Drunk. So.
Do me a favor,
it's
real quick.
Here's wet dinner.
Real quick, before we say goodbye, please give Dan and Travis directions to the nearest Church's Chicken. Now you guys
talking from the 270?
They're coming from different directions.
Right. No, okay, so you're coming from 270. Let's say going north. You want to get off on Limburg, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Also going north.
Is that where they put in that new intersection?
I think they put a roundabout.
Yeah. You go to probably 2 miles, I'd say, mm-hmm. right there at like Washington.
Yep.
You make a right at Washington. Church's Chicken is right there. There's a Walgreens there. You'll see the Walgreens. The Walgreens, a couple of years ago, they put in a new Walgreens sign, but they left the W from the old Walgreens sign. So it's Walgreens is what we call it. It's a 24-hour Walgreens with two W's. It is a big W.
Would you suggest that I park in the Walgreens parking lot, or should I park in the actual Church's
Chicken? Yeah, the Church's Chicken parking lot's a little awkward. Like, there's not a whole lot of places to go. And, like, even, like, the spots are kind of, like, really close to the drive-thru to where it's kind of sketchy looking. So I would say you probably want to park in the back of the Walgreens parking lot.
So if I want my iPod still in my truck when I park, I should park in the Walgreens.
Yes.
I mean, I'd say just go through the drive-thru. I mean, there's not really much of a dining area to speak
of. Yeah, but they're
anyway.
Always fucking you at the drive-thru.
They should put up one more W and then a .com, and it's, and then, you know,
www.walgreens.horse. Dan, walgreens.horse. Is it available?
It's open. It's a guaranteed open. Hey, isn't Church's Chicken where Napier's wedding feast was from there, right?
Good memory,
I feel
Dan.
Like it was.
Wow, that's a great. I took him there. I took Napier to get his Church's Chicken.
That's disgusting.
So that he could marry his wife in jeans.
That is a hilarious story, too, by the way.
So
he got married on the day they were changing the shitter at the dog park.
Is Church's Chicken also closed on Sunday, just like Chick-fil-A?
No. Church's Chicken's open all the time. It's not 24 hours, but it's open every day. So, I mean, just keep that in mind when you come by. You stop by Church's Chicken. And there's other ones. Like, if there's signs on the highway, you'll see it.
For Church's Chicken?
Yeah. It's
on the highway?
I mean, it's been around.
Just follow the chicken dressed up.
You know, like
Jeep.
The blue signs that say this restaurant is this far away?
The chicken on the cross.
The chicken on the cross.
This chicken has been sacrificed for your sins of eating this chicken that we cooked for you.
To steal a Simpsons joke, it's sacrilegious.
And I guess Napier probably won't listen to this episode because he wasn't on it.
Right.
Napier typically only listens to things that he's involved in. You know, Napier drive. This is a conversation we need to have with him. I don't want to have it before we have it with him.
Yeah.
Because I haven't really gotten into it very deeply with him. But do you know that Napier drives around in his car and listens to his Napier karaoke's?
That is hilarious.
Like, that's all he listens to in his car.
That's like all he listens to?
He has no input on the show ever. He never says a word about anything we do or anything. But he messages me if I take too long to put his new Napier karaoke up on the internet because he wants to download it and add it to his mix iPod. That he drives around and listens to in his car.
Does he have druggy okies on there too?
No, he's not on those. He only listens to himself.
Yeah.
He listens to his Napier karaokes.
That is hilarious.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dan, do you ever listen to your show?
Yes, I do. I always listen to our show after we post it to make sure that there's nothing wrong with the post.
But, I mean, you don't, like, listen to it for pleasure. You listen to it to make sure that it's not fucked up.
God, no, not
I mean, like, imagine, like...
I don't do my show for pleasure.
Imagine just putting your show on, like a CD and putting it in your car, and that's all you listen to is you talking.
You know the last time that I listened to this show? Sausage. And I fast-forwarded through everything except the end where we said goodbye to Sausage.
You haven't listened to our show ever once?
That was 2 years ago.
How do you know that, like, once we hang up, I don't, like, motherfuck you and after the... I guess you don't.
Don't even care.
I really expect it.
Right? Somebody on the internet will tell me.
You don't listen to anything ever?
No.
I can hear Mike's heartbreaking.
I listen to the things that you send me specifically. Like, I know what the 90s nostalgia movie was. I enjoyed that very much. I listen to the bits that you actually spend time putting together.
So the day that we added Travis to the show, we lost one listener.
Yep. That is very true. I still subscribe on iTunes. I just never listen to it.
Drunk, the day you leave, are you ever going to listen to the show again?
Absolutely.
Are you lying?
Nope.
You don't listen to the show now, do you?
I haven't in quite some time.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. We'll, thanks, Dan.
Since there's no Napier, let's start a new closer. What do you... I don't know. Listen to the Fernicast, obviously.
Right. Thanks.
Right?
Thanks, Dan, and thanks to everybody who helped us with our thing.
Stay tuned for Beardy and the Beast.
Yeah. They said no handoff tonight, so, you know, fuck them.
If you're listening to the podcast, don't stay tuned for Beardy and the Beast. Download them specifically.
Right. Download it, I guess. I wonder if they listen to their show. I don't listen every week, but sometimes I'll listen back to our show.
Yeah. So you don't edit it up and chop it up or nothing?
No, I edit it, but I'm talking about, like, you know, when like, you know, later on in the week.
Oh, why would you listen to it for a second time? That would just be silly.
Well, I mean, when I'm listening to it, like, to edit it, I'm not really listening to it and paying attention to, like, how good it was. I'm just cutting out the stupid shit. So, like, as a
so
whole...
So, like, the whole show.
So have
sometimes
I
like to go
show?
Back and listen to it.
No wonder our show only has 45 minutes worth of posted material.
Right. As a whole, sometimes I like to go back and listen to it and say, hey, you know, that was a pretty good show. Sometimes. Rarely. I think I listened to last week's again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last week's was okay.
Last week's was okay.
Right. Guys.
Better Call Saul.
Is that the new sign-off? I like it.
Last week. Now, this is before...
Better Call Saul, of course.
Before we're done. I'm sorry. I just thought of something else because Travis reminded me of it. Same. Last week, when I said... Hey, you know, Travis is... Hey, it's Napier and Travis... Travis just blurted out, Cotton Eye Joe! And I didn't catch it at the time, but when I listened back, I was like, why did that dude just say Cotton Eye Joe? What does that have to do with it? Travis, why did you say Cotton Eye Joe?
There was no reason. I mean, you should know me by now. Like, even typing things into conversations,
Dan.
I just type, and I just, things are in my head, so then I say them out loud.
Dan?
Yeah.
Cotton Eye Joe dot horse.
Let's go to the books. Joe.horse is open.
Thank
Bingo.
God.
Moneymaker.
Better Call Saul. All
right, so, yeah.
Now make a website that's just a horse.
Talking to Better Call Saul.
Well, it's
what about horse.horse? Is that taken?
Horse.horse?
Yeah.
That has to be taken.
It's taken.
Dan, I think, are you going in the direction that I think you're going in, where it's like the horse is on trial and Saul is his lawyer?
Well, that's going to be a really great spinoff of Better Call Saul. Where he, like, it goes back, you know, it's after he's working in the Cinnabon or whatever, and he's like, go back into law, and he decides to become an equine attorney.
He's only representing horses.
Yeah, horse crime.
Guys, thank you for joining us.
They don't have a voice of their own.
I just want you to know that I hate you all, and I want you to fail. Dot horse.
Dot horse.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
It's Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFubar.com. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @WFODix. Follow Drunk @DrunkardSTL or Travis @ProduceTravis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFODix. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!
Hey, Mikey, go to the bathroom.
While the WFOD guys are off making stinky, we'd like to take this opportunity to entice you with an exclusive offer. Are you currently experiencing dissatisfaction with your defecation because you're wasting your time reading Facebook updates about your cousin's latest breakup? Did OP fail to deliver again? Are you experiencing gastrointestinal discontent because these precious porcelain moments are wasting your phone's battery life? Have you recently consumed Americanized Mexican food delivered to you via drive-thru window? We at Rocktown Press feel your pains and have personally handcrafted a solution for your water closet woes that can be discreetly delivered to your front door. New in 2015, Rocktown Press unveils the Taco Bell Survival Pack.
Oh, Taco Bell, Taco Bell, product placement with Taco Bell.
For a mere $39.99 at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, you get not one, not two, but three pieces of quality bathroom reading material, enough matches to cover the stink of 1,000 shits, and an emergency roll of toilet paper.
Say, what kind of toilet paper you got back there?
Two-ply, my friend, and only the best. But don't jump off the John just yet. Our managers have approved a very special offer for Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks listeners. Enter the promo code WFOD at checkout and receive 20% off your order at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com. It's not only good on the Taco Bell Survival Pack, but everything's site-wide. So head on over to rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, use the promo code WFOD, save some money, and make your next bathroom break complete with tales of underage drinking, suicide, prescription drug abuse, summer camp, journalism, celebrities, and more suicide.
And Charlie, later match!
Comedy.
Drama.
Horror.
Sci-fi.
Killer mattresses.
Hurricanes.
Bears in noodle shops.
Unnecessary sequels.
Hasselhoff.
Men torpedoes.
Hear about all this and more on
Green Light, Red Light, where all of your Hollywood dreams come to die.
Only on the Everyone's Got a Thing podcast network. Everyone'sGotAThing.com.
man torpedoes.
What if the Disney princesses were lesbians? What if Fred Flintstone was a rapist? What if your genitals wrote an autobiography? Host Barry Lowe, along with his various guests, get you the answers to these questions and more with Inappropriate What Ifs 2.0, the podcast where you're never sure what you're going to get. You can find new episodes every Friday on Stitcher, iTunes, or www.the-podstop.com. Don't go another day without knowing. Listen and subscribe today.